breaking news.
Hey, Rapscallions, it's time for a quick COVID update. This is about vaccines because we've had a lot of people asking about this fourth dose vaccine efficacy. Let's just go back for a second, though, and look at the MMWR from April 8th and remind ourselves how good two and three doses are. So there was a big outbreak of Omicron in Hong Kong, which has relatively low vaccination rates for a number of different sociological reasons. But the MMWR notes that the data coming out of Hong Kong now suggests that if you're unvaccinated, you are 21 times more likely to die or have severe disease than if you were vaccinated with just even two doses of the vaccine. And three doses wasn't that common, but appeared to be even higher efficacy. So we're currently at the place where you get, for the mRNA vaccines, a vaccine at about time zero, at about 3 to 4 weeks later. Then the CDC recommends that third shot, that first booster, about 5 months after the second shot. And now they're saying for people over the age of 50, 4 months after that, you can get a fourth shot. Question is, now that a lot of people have had that third dose, what about a fourth dose? And there's the Israeli study. So the Israeli study was in a preprint until last week, when on April 5th, it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the authors say, look, it increased your antibodies levels very quickly. It reduced your chance of getting symptomatic COVID disease a little bit. And they also said that it reduced severe disease. Since it has been published, a number of people have criticized this study significantly, saying, look, this was a retrospective cohort study. There's a lot of confounders. For example, most of the people in the three-dose arm were actually poorer and in an Arab population. And most of the people who got the fourth dose were wealthier in a Jewish population with more likelihood to be able to get health care. And they only followed them for 40 days. So other people who have reviewed this evidence have suggested there's really not enough to say that you've got enough waning of immunity for a fourth dose. Despite that, on March 29th, the CDC suggested a fourth dose, or at least said, look, if you're over the age of 50, if you're immune compromised, you can get a fourth dose. A little bit lukewarm, and it wasn't actually the full group of vaccine experts that had this discussion. They just sort of came out with it themselves. So this now makes it in contrast to the European agency, the Center for Disease Prevention in Europe, that had basically said for immunocompetent individuals below the age of 60, the administration of a second booster dose, a fourth dose, is not supported by the available data on a continued level of vaccine protection against severe disease or death. So it appears, yes, that a fourth dose can increase your antibody levels, and that might reduce your chance of getting a symptomatic infection, but it doesn't appear yet that it significantly reduces your chance of severe disease. It's looked like severe disease and death is sort of more T-cell based immunity, and that hasn't waned significantly yet. Of course, this is early days, and of course, we have to continue to look at the data. It is likely, most experts, if I can summarize, suggest that it is likely that a fourth dose will be required, but this will probably be something like on an annual basis, and then maybe with some more variant-specific versions of that. Now, obviously, the public health people don't want to get behind here, but if you're wondering, should you get a fourth dose, it really is dealer's choice at this point. If you're in a high-risk group, absolutely. If you're older than the age of 60, you can think about it. But for a lot of people that are over the age of 50, don't have any other significant disease, there's probably not much efficacy here, although it appears, from the studies, to be safe. I think we need to continue to think about this disease in terms of severe disease and death, and not about infections and not about, you know, antibody levels, because all this stuff wanes. You know, lots of people are going to get infected. Most people are going to get infected with this. And if you're immune competent and fully vaccinated, say with three doses of an mRNA vaccine, your chance of having a severe disease or dying is very low. Nothing is zero. And if you're older and if you've got other diseases, then sure. It's just a little bit concerning that the CDC didn't have its full group together to make this discussion. Apparently they are meeting on, or met on, April 6th, but I have yet to hear anything to come out of those deliberations. I know that at least some of the people on the committee, Paul Offit, for example, says he doesn't think that there's enough evidence for a fourth dose, and he would really like to have that discussion with the full committee. So there you have it. That's why it's a little bit all over the place. And that Israeli study, well-intentioned, and we're very glad that they presented the data, appears that there is too many co-founders to really make a solid conclusion. And even if a fourth dose has some effect, it's probably not much at this point. Again, at this point. This can change over time. We might see waning. We'll just have to wait and see. So that's all I got for you today. Rub it out.